Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to be part of yours. And we got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, as you probably know. Jeffrey is the Chief Home Officer. What's your title? Jeffrey's the author of a number of books, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, including Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's a 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, the SBA's award that he received in 2001. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always great to be with you, no matter wherever we're from today.
Somewhere on the road, aren't you? You're on the road again, aren't you?
On the road again. Okay, that's about it. That's about all I'm going to say.
So you're moving around right now, and yet you're still able to work, aren't you?
Yeah, it's funny. We take our annual pilgrimage to the Northeast. You know, living in Florida, we try and get out of the heat, so we go up to the Northeast where it's only in the 90s. But the funny thing is, I take a lot of heat, metaphorically speaking, from people who are thinking, you know, I should shut down everything and not work and not get anything done while I'm on the road. But you know what? As we've spoken, I mean, I'm an early riser typically. So why wake up at 6 a.m. even on vacation and not try and get some billable hours in before the day starts? So
absolutely. How does the family feel about that?
You know what? 19 years since I started working from home, they're finally getting it. No, they're quick learners here.
Because I know the technology really gives you a lot of flexibility, and it does me too. I mean, when I travel, when I speak around the country, when I do different things around the country, I take my business with me. Basically, the work that I do, as you know, I take my show on the road. I do writing as much as I can. Do whatever I need to do to manage my websites, et cetera. And technology allows me to do that. But if you're truly on vacation, which apparently you sort of are right now, I remember, you know, when my family was younger, and toward the end of their time, my children's time with me, you know, I was doing some work with some technology back in the early 90s. And when we go on vacation, and you know, they never complained about it. But now as I look back, Jeff, I kind of feel a little bit guilty about doing some work while we were on vacation.
Yeah, I think family has to come to understand what it's all about. I mean, we've taken 2 weeks off, and you know, if work means I'm doing something at 6 a.m., you know, or 7 a.m., making a phone call and talking to my friend Jim for half an hour, or, you know, up for two, three hours before they ever even arise. I mean, they've come to understand that's what it's all about. Now, 2 days ago, I had an interview with somebody who's a CEO of a major, you know, corporation, a publicly traded group, but I just, you know how those guys can be. He's in the middle of meeting with analysts and getting his word out. I mean, you get him whenever he's able to be got. So
That's right. It
was 5 a.m. on the middle of the day that we were out on the Jersey Shore, you know, enjoying the boardwalk. I told my wife, you know, 2 days in advance, I said, this is the only time I can get him. I'm going to run back to the hotel. I'm going to have my interview, and I'm going to come right back. I mean, I was away from the family for an hour, but, you know, to sacrifice 1 hour in the course of several hours over the course of the vacation, but 1 hour in one day over the course of 2 weeks for this important interview.
That was pretty good. You did pretty good there. But, you know, I actually think, Jeffrey, I always, and maybe this is part of my rationalization, but I actually felt that it wasn't a bad thing for my kids to see me dedicated to something that was good for our family.
Right. well, they know the money's, you know, they know that this is what pays the bills. And the other thing is, you know, my kids are, like I joked at the beginning, you know, 19 years later. I mean, I've been working from home for 19 years, and my oldest is going to be 16 in October.
Right.
So
that's all they
our
know.
Children were born into the scene. You know, this isn't something new. This isn't daddy used to drive off to work. I mean, that's, and then for me as a home officer, any home officer or teleworker out there, that's the alternative. Daddy could leave the house at 8 a.m. every day and get back at 6 or 7 o'clock every night. And so I think they understand it, and I don't justify, and they don't complain for the most part, and I'm still throwing the football to them on the beach when we're on vacation if I again have to miss an hour or two every
couple
of days. Well,
the other side of that though, Jeff, is that, you know, compared to some jobs that you could have, some work that you could do, you actually may be more available. You probably are more available to them 365 than you would be if you had a job where you left on Monday and came back on Thursday or something like that, or you know, whatever kind of a job you have. I mean, even though you have the kind of a job that requires you to break away during vacations or and to do different things and sort of you almost never have, you know, long periods of time without doing some work, like a whole week off for vacation. But think about the other times of the year when you're at home when they get home from school. How many dads get to do that?
That's absolutely integral to what we have here. And
so you have to take the long view, don't you?
Telework do that as well.
Yeah, you have to take the long view.
Right. Exactly. And that's what we do. And I think that's what many people are looking for. You know, people who work in corporate America are looking to telework to get a little bit more balance in their life, to be there for their kids. Or they're looking for the freedom to say, okay, my kids have an event at school on Thursday. Or even if they don't have kids, I have family coming into town. I'm going to work from home. I'm going to log into the network from home. I'm going to use my laptop, whatever. And we have the technology that enables us to do that. And we have the mindset of those around us who are allowing us to do that as well.
Do you think teleworking has actually provided the kind of experience that has caused people to extend their careers with companies that otherwise maybe they would have gone and done something else, but because they were given the teleworking option, that they said, you know, if you'll let me work from home one day a week, just on Friday maybe, you know, I can put up with the commute the other 4 days or something like that. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that there are people who have only taken jobs, they've come into jobs, negotiated for a telework day because they had it where they used to work, or they've left jobs because the inflexibility of an employer who said, you know, it just can't happen here, even though the employee knew it could. Or employees who go to a job not expecting it and they find out that other workers are teleworking, that they are doing their, you know, every other Friday, Friday, a couple days a week, making it happen.
Hold on to that thought, Jeffrey. We're going to be right back, folks, with our good friend Jeffrey Bizabar, somewhere up on I-95, headed south in the eastern part of the United States. He and I will be right back after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show and the archives and the podcasting of our shows. We allow you to do that. You can subscribe to it through RSS. You can subscribe to my newsletter, which is free, which everything basically is free on the site, not just the newsletter, but it is free, and it comes every week by email on Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. And we've got thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members. Our blog is there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. So check that out when you get a chance. And also, be sure to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Askjim.biz. And that's where you can find Small Business Answers Now. And like the other site, like our flagship site, that one has no barrier to enter either. You show up, we'll let you in. You can hang out there and just get smarter and get motivated, and I know it'll help you. So check both of those out. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's a great contributor to both of our websites, has been now for a number of years. He has his own website. Jeffrey, give it to us, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Now, Jeff, you've been on the road for 2 weeks almost now. What are the different pieces of technology that you have used as you've been traveling but still conducting some work? Obviously the cell phone, probably some kind of an email contraption, right? Like a BlackBerry or something like that.
Yep, exactly. And I would say that we've spoken about this over the past couple of months, where I went from a traditional analog phone to a BlackBerry phone about 3-4 months ago. And I tell you what, that made a world of difference in my remote work over the past 2 weeks, having my BlackBerry synchronized with Outlook and business content
manager. I've been telling the technology whiz about the BlackBerries for years, ladies and gentlemen, but he never would believe me.
Yeah, okay, blah, 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 blah. So, no, but I mean, you know what? It's one of those things where you have to sort of make the leap. As a small business owner, you got to decide where you want to spend your money, and it's one of those situations where I decided to pay the whatever it is, $30-plus a month for the unlimited email web access on the BlackBerry. The cost of the phone itself wasn't the concern. It was, okay, do I really need my email?
How much
do
did
really
you pay for the phone?
The phone ended up, I think, being $125 or something like that after all the rebates and all that sort of stuff. So, and then the ongoing charge atop the phone itself, you know, the phone service each month, the ongoing charge I think is an additional $30 or so for the, you know, again, email and the web browsing. But having my what they call BCM, Business Contact Manager, through Outlook, through Microsoft Outlook, or you can do it with Axe, or you can do it with any of the other, you know, Goldmine or any of the others out there. But having all that data on my phone, all my contacts, you know, I've had situations where, you know, I had an editor email me something this week that I needed to get back to her. She wasn't expecting a response, but I needed to talk to her about it, and she didn't have a SIG on her email saying what her phone number was, so I just went into my file, you know, found her name, found her phone number, and with this phone, you just click on the number, and it dials automatically. So,
in fact, Jeff, if you have her number stored in your computer, meaning, if you have it in your contact management, and you select the number that she called you on, many phones will give you the ability to select their contact information with just a click of a button, and it gives you, it brings up, it finds that number in the database and brings up all of the contact information.
Right.
For example,
so, I mean, that's been really key, and I'd say one other thing that's been really important, because I'm a sort of knowledge worker, because I'm always online and all my information is online. Two things. One is the use of Gmail. It is. I cannot get over
that's
how robust
Google that Mail. Google Mail.
That's Google's mail service. Gmail. It's 100% free. Almost 3 days.
Why do you like that so much?
A, because it synchronizes seamlessly with Outlook from my desktop and with my BlackBerry phone. So when I send an email from Gmail or from my phone, when I send an email from there, it goes automatically into my sent items on Gmail on the web server. When I send from my desktop at home, it automatically goes to my sent items to my Gmail, so that when I'm on the road, I have complete record of everything.
So basically, when you work off of the chiefhomeofficer.com mail at, you know, Jeff@chiefhomeofficer.com, so to speak, your own domain website email, I should say. When you work off of that, you copy into Gmail.
It copies right into Gmail, because I set up Gmail to do that. And I set up Outlook to work with Gmail, so that it's all sort of going between them all. And now I've been away for 2 weeks. When I get home and log in the first time, all the mail that I've sent and all the mail that I've received since the last time my desktop is logged in will be pushed onto my desktop. Now, understand.
So you're not even taking a laptop with you, are you?
Well, I am taking a laptop, because, again, I need to be able to actually work from anywhere, and I have my Verizon wireless card, so I'm able to literally work from anywhere, including the passenger seat of the car, not the driver's seat, but the passenger seat. So, you know, but all these things really come together to make it happen. What's really cool is something like Gmail and some of the apps that we can use are free or cheap that really enable us to work productively from anywhere.
Yeah, it's amazing the technology that's available out there, folks. And the ones that Jeffrey mentioned are just a few of them. I hope you're taking advantage of them. It's how you get a competitive advantage in the marketplace. Hey, Jeffrey, you guys drive safely today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks much, Jim. Always great.
Jeffrey Zabar, he'll be back. Quick break. Right back with Dr. William Duckelberg after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.